Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menash. Today and all week, we are talking about fallacies. But first, a question. How often do you raise capital for your real estate projects? If you had greater access to funds, would you be able to scale your investment business faster? Most investors report that money is the main factor limiting the growth of their business. And that's why I wrote the book, Magnetic Capital. Magnetic Capital will teach you the fundamentals that money managers the world over have used to raise funds for decades. And you can buy a copy from Amazon.com, or if you'd like an autographed copy, order it from my website at victorjm.com. If you want a little quicker, then get it from Amazon. Okay, we're back. And today we're talking about fallacies. What's a fallacy? A fallacy is anything that you believe to be true that isn't strictly true. It's a mistaken belief. And today we're talking about the I can't afford to hire fallacy. You might be at the stage in your investing career where you have a portfolio, it's generating some cash flow, but it's not at the stage where you're rolling in surplus cash. You'd like to have some more free time, and you'd like to have subject matter experts in your team, but you just can't afford the salary to hire the additional staff. In my experience, a sustainable business requires skills in 7 key areas. If any of those skills are missing, you're operating a business that's going to have sustainability issues. Briefly, those 7 key areas are: number 1, your executive leadership. That's your core team. Number 2, you've got to have somebody dedicated to establishing company internal policies, systems, and procedures. Number 3, you've got to have a person dedicated to financial controls. Number 4, you've got to have someone in charge of technical operations. Number 5, you've got to have someone in charge of quality assurance, making sure your business is delivering a quality product, whatever your business is. Number 6, you have someone focused on communicating with existing customers. And number 7, you've got to have someone focused on communicating with new potential customers, drumming up new business. Every single one of these roles is separate and distinct. And I know what you're thinking. If I can barely afford to feed my own family, how can I afford to feed 7 families? In a smaller organization, it is possible to combine a few of these roles, but some of them are fundamentally incompatible. You simply can't put them together. For example, you can't take the person in charge of technical operations and give them responsibility for quality assurance. There's a conflict of interest. It simply doesn't work. The quality assurance function has to be independent. The minimum number of people you can run virtually any business with, where you staff all 7 roles, is 3 people. However, you're going to need people that are very strong generalists in that case to have the ability to play multiple roles. The problem is you're trying to grow your business organically. By working on projects that are too small, you can't generate enough free cash flow to afford the skills you need to scale your business. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, it gets much easier when you're working on larger projects. And by definition, larger projects generate more revenue. They also track more expenses, but in many cases, the core functions needed to support the sustainability of your business can be embedded into the projects. Let's look at an example. Let's imagine you're building a 200-unit apartment complex. You can include a developer fee in the budget for putting the project together. The developer fee becomes a budget line item alongside the electrical, structural, and mechanical components. That fee could be as much as 4 to 5% of the cost of the construction. On today's cost of construction, that could amount to about a $1.4 million fee on a 200-unit complex. The purpose of the fee isn't for you to get rich. It's to pay for those vital functions that are needed to make the business sustainable. If, on the other hand, you're working on small residential single-family home projects that generate $50,000 in profit, it's much harder to afford the functions you need to scale the business. You're going to need at least 14 homes a year at that rate in order to afford your business vital functions. You're going to need to complete far more than that to generate any meaningful profit. Problem is, it's far too difficult to grow organically from 1 home to 2 to 3 and so on. You're almost never going to reach 14 that way. Unless you buy a piece of land and build 14 homes as a single project, it's far too difficult to create a sustainable business. You'll reach a limiting point where you can't grow because you don't have the skills, and you can't hire the skills because you don't have the necessary income. You become stuck, and that's where businesses die. They die because they don't have the skills to withstand the storms that inevitably arise in the real world. So As you're examining the makeup of your team, consider undertaking larger projects where there's sufficient scale to afford the experts you need in all the disciplines you need to have a sustainable business. As you're thinking about that, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.